Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis is a continuation of yesterday's Mishnah, where we discussed that the Kohan would go up to this high point and check out to make sure the sun had come up and to confirm that it's daylight. We said either they would say Bar Kai, meaning Hivrik Veheyer, became very bright and the sun's out, it's no longer nighttime, it's daytime now, or they would say Heir Pnei Kala Mizrach, that's actually how we paskin, how we came out with yesterday, that they would say the whole face of the east has been lit up and it's light. It's a little bit of a later time than the Hivrik Shita that we mentioned to confirm that it's not night anymore, it's daytime. So what was the point of this? So that's what Mishnah Beis is going to discuss right now. Why do they require these Kohanim to go up to Makam Gavoa, to a high place, and to check to make sure that it's morning? Just look out the window. I mean, what's the whole big idea? So the Mishnah says as follows: Shepamachas, one time, Olim Ar Halavan, the light from the moon had come up in the morning. Okay. Now this story that we're going to say right now did not take place on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is in the beginning of the month, so the 10th of the month. It's on Yud Tishrei, right? 10th of the month, and the light of the moon is not seen in the morning then. So this story actually took place at the end of the month, when the light of the moon does show in the morning. Okay, Vidimu, and what happened was it appeared Sheheir Mizrach. They thought that the light had come up. Vidimahayulahem Sheiru Pnei Mizrach. They thought the whole face of the east, meaning when they look out at the base of the Mikdash, they thought that the light that they saw was from the sun. So what they do, Vishachtu Asatamah, they shechted the carbon tamid. And then they realized that no, it was still dark. It was the light from the moon, not from the sun. So Vahutziu, they had to take this carbon tamid, Labesas Fav, they had to burn it, because it was shechted when it was still night. And if you shechted at night, it's puzzle, it's invalid. So from that story and onward, they made a takana, an enactment, that they would always go up to a makam gavoa, to a high place, and to check really well, to make sure that it's sunny and that the day has come and we're not shechting a carbon tamid at night. And even if it's at the beginning of the month, when normally the moon's, light doesn't show anymore, it only shows towards the end. Even so, they made a takana that no matter what, we want to confirm that the light that we see is from the sun, not from the moon. And therefore, they would make this process of sending up the Kohanim to check and to say either Hivrik, it's sunny outside, right? The sun has come out, or Heir Pnei Kala Mizrach, a later shiur, a later measure to confirm that the sun has come up and that it's daytime, so they could check the carbon tamid. So where this is applicable is that throughout the year, and especially in Yom Kippur, they would check the carbon tamid first thing in the morning. They would confirm that it was daytime and not nighttime. Okay. So, Hariduhu, then the Mishnah continues, Haridu Kohen Gadol Lebeis HaTevila. So the Mishnah continues back to the Seder HaYom, the order of the day of Yom Kippur, that after they would see that the light had come, okay, they would take the Kohen Gadol, and they'd bring him down to the Beis HaTevila, they'd bring him down to the Mikvah, because the Kohen Gadol had to dip in the Mikvah before he would check the carbon tamid. And once we're talking about that, we say, Zahaklal, here's the rule, Ha'ib HaMikdash in the Beis HaMikdash, if a person had to use the bathroom for gedolim, for number two, ta'an tevila, then he actually has to dip in the mikvah. If he goes and sits on the toilet to relieve himself, he has to go to the mikvah of our bam sah, full mikvah of comprised of 40 sah. V'chol ha'matal mayim, anyone that had to urinate, okay, number one, ta'an kiddush adayim v'raglayim, he'd have to rinse his hands and his feet from the kiyar. The kiyar was this copper basin in the base of mikdash. So they didn't have to actually dip in the mikvah, but they'd have to rinse off his hands and his feet. So the Mishnah, this concludes the Mishnah, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah is covering two points. One is a story that happened that's showing the reason why they required the Kohanim to confirm that it was real daylight outside prior to shechting the carbon tamid, because they can't shecht it at night. And number two, before shechting the carbon tamid, the Kohen would always go to the mikvah beforehand. So the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur would go to the mikvah beforehand. And once we're talking about the mikvah, we mentioned the rule that if you're doing gedolim, that you have to go, just go to the bathroom and sit in the toilet, then you have to go to the mikvah afterwards. And if you just urinate, then you don't have to go to the mikvah, but the Kohen would have to wash his hands and feet from the kiyar. And that wraps up Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel, and now Mishnah Gimel, we're going to expand upon the five different times the Kohen would actually dip in the mikvah on Yom Kippur through the service. So again, when he would go to the bathroom as Gedolim, he has to go to the mikvah. So if he had to go to the bathroom several times on Yom Kippur as Gedolim, he could go even more than five times. But five times was the minimum that was required for the service of the Yom Kippur day, just not to confuse it. And now we're going to discuss it in the Mishnah.
So Mishnah Gimel begins in Adam Nichnas La'azara, La'avoda, Afilu Tahar Ad Shiyitbol. A person cannot enter into the Azara. Okay, and here, it says here for Avoda, for service the base of Mikdash. It doesn't really mean service. It could be for anything. Any person, Kohen, non-Kohen, you can't walk into the Azara, even if you're pure, until you dip in the Mikvah. The Mefarshim here explain that it's learned out from a Kal Vachomer, just like a Kohen Gadol, who's Mishana from Kodesh La Kodesh. He goes from one holy place in the base of Mikdash to another, from one Avodah to another. They learn it out from different Sukkim over here that he always has to go to the Mikvah on Yom Kippur prior to doing the Avodah. So all the more so, even though he's changing from one holy service to another holy service, so all the more so, a person who's just coming out from the street is entering the Azara, all the more so, he for sure has to dip in the mikvah prior to entering the Azara. So the first rule of the Mishnah tells us is that any person that walks into the Azara, even if he's tar, even if he's pure, always has to go to mikvah prior, just like the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, who's changing from one holy service to the other, still has to go to the mikvah, all the more so a person who's coming out from the street has to go to the mikvah before entering the Azara. Now, once that rule's in place, now we discuss the actual tefillos. Chamesh tefillos. There were five tefillos. We had mentioned this the first day of Masechta Yuma, and now we're going to go into it in detail. There were five tefillos, five times a Kohen Gadol dipped in the mikvah on Yom Kippur, the Asara Kiddushin, and there were 10 times we did Kiddushin. Kiddushin means that he would wash his hands and feet from the kiyor, from the copper basin. So this was done 10 times in the base of Mikdash on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. Tovel Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol would dip in the mikvah, Mekadosh B'Yom, and he would wash his hands and feet by the kiyor. The Kulin, the Kodesh, and all of them were done in the Kodesh, meaning all the times that he would dip in the mikvah was in the Kodesh, which was Al Beis HaParva. So what this means is in the Kodesh, it means in the mikvah in the Azara, and Al Beis HaParva means there was a lishka, a chamber, that was called Beis HaParva. And the Al Gaga, on its roof, there was a mikvah where the Kohen Gadol would dip. So all the tefillos he dipped in the Azara, in the Kodesh, in this mikvah on top of the Beis HaParva, okay? Chutz Mizu Belvad, except from the very first tefillah that he did prior to the Karban Tamid. Why? Because the person's obligated, before he goes into the Azara, like we just mentioned, to go to the mikvah. So he can't use the mikvah in the Azara, right? Throughout the rest of the dippings, he could use the mikvah in the Azara. But the very first one, he had to go to the mikvah outside the Azara. And this mikvah was, Sha'agabi Shar Mayim, was on top of the Shar Hamayim, Shahisa that was, Batad Lishkaso, next to this Lishka. So next to this chamber, next to this Beis HaParva, was this place called the Shar Hamayim, the Gate of the Waters. And on top of that, there was a mikvah outside the Azara that the Kohen Gadol would dip in before he would bring the Karban Tamid, because he couldn't go into the Azara until he dipped, right? So that would be the first tefillah in the mikvah outside the Azara, and the other four would be in the mikvah in the Azara on top of the Beis HaParva. There was a mikvah there where he would dip for the rest of the other four tefillos. And now we'll discuss in detail what these five times he dipped in the mikvah and the 10 times he'd wash his hands and his feet. So here we go. Chamesh avodos hein, there were five services. Between each service, he would switch his clothes. And when he would switch his clothes, he'd have to wash his hands prior. He'd have to wash his hands after. And he'd also have to dip in the mikvah. So five services, washing prior and washing after from the kiyor, from the basin, was a total of 10 washings. And then five services, he dipped between each service, because he had to change his clothes between each service, so that was five times dipping in the mikvah. So here we go. Shemachav ben HaKohen Gadol, Sabagadol, there are five times the Kohen Gadol would change his clothing on Yom Kippur. Aleph, the first one. Tamid Shel Shachar, like we mentioned, the Karban Tamid of the morning, the first service of the day, was done by Bigdei Zav in his golden garments. The golden garments were the Shmona Begadim, these eight garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear throughout the year as well. And he'd also wear it on Yom Kippur for the first service by the Karban Tamid. So when he would change his clothes then, he would dip in the mikvah. The second time was the Avodah Sayom, the service of the day, which was the service that was miyuchad, it was special for the day of Yom Kippur, which is the vidoy, the confession, the Hagrala Shel Shnei Seirim, the casting of the lots
for the two goats on Yom Kippur that we'll discuss later on in the Masechta. The Zrikas Adabim, the spritzings of the blood, Bifnim, inside the Beis HaMikdash, Vaktaras, towards the burning of the incense, Bekodesh HaKadoshim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and more services were all done by Bigdi Lavan in his white garments. And the white garments we'll explain throughout the Masechta, but they were special garments that were miyuchad, they were special for the day of Yom Kippur. So that, then he had to change his clothing from the gold garments to the white garments. Again, he'd go to the mikvah. The third time was bringing his ayla, his ram, and the ram of the nation. He would change into his big gazav, his golden garments. So again, he'd dip in the mikvah for changing his clothes. The fourth time was the kaf of machta, the spoon and the frying pan. He would remove the kaf and the machta from the kodesh HaKadoshim. He would remove that, the big gazav, in his white garments. So he had to change clothing again. And then the fifth time was the tamid, the carpet tamid of the evening. There were two tamids, one in the morning, one in the evening. That was on his golden garments. So again, he'd be changing his garments and going to the mikvah. Now, here I went through it very, very quickly. When we go throughout the Masechta, we'll discuss, you know, each part of these services in more detail. But here is the general idea. Uminayin, and from where do you know that from every single time he would dip in the mikvah, he also would have to wash his hands, meaning kiddush yadayim raglayim, washing the hands and his feet. Echel Pshita, one for removing his clothes. Echel Levisha, one for wearing his clothes. So we learn that from Pesukim in the Torah. I'm not going to go into the whole drash over here, but some of that from various Pesukim. So what happens is you have over here is you have the five different services. For each service, he had to change his clothing, and he'd be swapping from the gold to the white garments. The gold were the general garments he wore throughout the year. The white was the garments that he wore special for Yom Kippur. Each time he would change his clothing, he had to dip in the mikvah. And each time he dipped in the mikvah, he would be washing his hands prior. He would be washing his hands as he took off his clothing, his hands and his feet, and he'd be washing his hands and his feet as he put on his clothing. So there you have the five services, the five mikvahs, and the 10 washings of the hands and the feet by the kiyor, by the basin, by taking off the clothing and then by putting back on the clothing. And this is just, you know, a brief intro to what we're going to be learning throughout the Masechta when we go through each avoda in greater detail. That wraps up today's Mishnah.